Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, students. Welcome to our lesson summary review for today. We're on our bachelor's degree course entitled Spiritual Gifts, and we're going to be reviewing session number 9, which is talking about word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and faith. So I pray that you'll have your study guide and your note-taking material. As we review this week's lesson, we'll go over the major highlights of the lesson in order to give you a better depth of understanding of this lesson. Now, if you're going to be taking notes, there are at least 3 major headings for this lesson that we're going to go over. And as we review it, we need to understand that this session should help each of you to understand the function and the purpose of the spiritual gifts of the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and faith. This session is intended to help you discover how the Holy Spirit uses these gifts to build up the church. So let's take a look and make note of our 3 major headings. Write these down: word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and faith. Now, in our last 4 lessons, we studied the first 2 groups of spiritual gifts. We studied the gifts of ministry, and we studied other ministry gifts. And we also noted that the first group was given for leadership in the body of Christ. Therefore, the number of believers receiving these gifts is somewhat limited. We saw, as we studied the second group of gifts, that almost every believer can have at least 1 of these gifts. Now, with this week's lesson, we will begin our final group, the gifts of the Spirit. And we will pay special attention to the fact that each of these gifts is given by the Holy Spirit. And we will note also that none of these gifts are possible through human ability or talent alone. So let's go ahead and take a look at our first major heading. Once we get a word of prayer in. Now, you also note in your study guide the key words to understand. You can look at the back of your lesson guide to see the definitions of the key words, and we'll try to go over some of the key words in this review. Let us seek the face of God now for His wisdom, for His guidance and direction as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear from Him and be taught by the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank You. We give You praise. We give You our glory and honor now. We ascribe worth to You, for You alone are worthy of all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank You for Your dominion, Your majesty, and Your power. I pray for every student and staff member of Grace Bible College and Seminary. I pray for every person listening to these lessons around the world. May You touch them. May You open their understanding. May You give them discernment. May You bring healing, provision, and salvation into their homes. And we thank You now, in the name of Jesus, our Messiah, our Deliverer, our Savior and Master and Lord. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Students, again, I welcome you to our lesson summary review for our lesson this week, which is Spiritual Gifts, session number 9, which is dealing with word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and faith. Now, I mentioned to you earlier that you want to make sure to take a look at the keywords at the end of your study guide. Gives you a definition for how these certain words are used in this lesson, and I'll read the words for you to look up at your own pace. The first word you want to make sure you understand is the word channel. Second word is Gentile. Third, instrument. Fourth, persuasion. 5, transcend. And 6, utterance. You want to make sure you look at the definition of these key words that are very much a part of this week's lesson. So what we're going to do now is begin with our first major heading for this week's lesson, which is the word of wisdom. Our first objective asks us to explain the term word of wisdom and state the function and purpose of this gift. So let's see how the word of wisdom is defined in our lesson. You can take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, and you see where the Apostle Paul writes, "The Spirit gives one person a message full of wisdom. Now, the King James Version says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. So we need to understand that wisdom is good judgment based upon knowledge. And the word of wisdom, then, is a word of good judgment based upon knowledge. But we need to also know that the gift is more than that. Let's take a look at the word, the key word. And if you know anything about the thesaurus or the root or the ethos of the word, you know that is the Greek logos. Logos is the word that we want to make sure we understand. And that word means the matter of, the subject of, or the essence of something. Now, since the gifts of the Spirit are strictly by the Spirit of God, we understand that the word of wisdom is an expression from God. It is not just an expression of wisdom. The wisdom spoken of here comes directly from God, and it is God's wisdom. So therefore, through the gift of the word of wisdom, the Holy Spirit gives to the believer a bit of God's wisdom. And so that's what we want to understand as a working definition for the word of wisdom. The expression word of wisdom speaks of a small portion. It also speaks of special wisdom for a special need. And so we can say that it is a small bit of God's wisdom spoken at the proper time. That is what we want you to get from understanding the definition for the word of wisdom as related to our lesson. Let's also take a look at how the word of wisdom is explained and illustrated in our lesson. Now, we must understand that the word of wisdom is fully supernatural. That is, it is beyond our natural ability or thinking. Paul says it like this, again in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. So from that scripture, we can see that one cannot get it by going to school. You do not get it because you are naturally a wise person. We can only get the word of wisdom by the Spirit. So to help us understand this gift, the word of wisdom, we will think about these questions, students. To whom is the word of wisdom given? It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, that it is given as he wishes. He gives a different gift to each person. So, therefore, we see again that it is someone, we receive the gift of wisdom from someone. The word gift means to receive from someone, or to receive something from someone. So, again, I like to reiterate with you that we receive the gift of the word of wisdom from God, for it is his wisdom that he gives or imparts unto our lives. A second question I want you to answer is, how does the word of wisdom work? Does it require hard thinking? How does the believer, through whom the Holy Spirit gives the word of wisdom, know what to speak forth? Well, we understand again that it is a manifestation of God's wisdom. So the word of wisdom may be spoken directly into a person's heart by the Spirit. In this case, they will likely speak forth to the body of Christ. You can see an example in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. You can also see in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'll write these down and make note of these so you can review these. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 to 15, you see Paul spoke the word of wisdom to the Corinthians, but before he spoke it to them, the Holy Spirit spoke it deeply into his heart. So this is one of the ways that the word of wisdom works. A third question, when is the word of wisdom manifested? As our study guide pointed us to, we realized that we cannot list all of the times when it may come forth. Often, circumstances will determine when it is needed. Also, the Holy Spirit can manifest the gift only when a believer is spiritually ready and available to be so used. So again, in Romans 12 and 6, you'll see where the Apostle Paul says, so we are to use our different gifts in accordance with the grace that God has given us. And we also understand that we will be helped in our understanding of the gift by noting the circumstances under which it was manifested in the early church. So you can look at several examples in the early church to understand how and when the gift was manifested and illustrated. You can look at Acts chapter 2, verses 16 to 36. You can see Stephen's sermon in Acts chapter 7, as well as Acts chapter 6, verse 10. All these are good examples of the word of wisdom being explained and illustrated so that we can know how the proper use of the gifts and how we can open ourselves up to be used by God as an instrument for these gifts to be displayed within the church and within our world. So we see the definition of the word of wisdom. We've looked at how it is illustrated and explained. Now let's talk about the purpose of the word of wisdom. Now, in studying the purpose of the gifts of the Spirit, there is one simple rule that we need to remember. Everything must be of help to the church, that is, to the body of believers. You see this example in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. Now, the King James Version is even more forceful. It says, let all things be done unto edifying. And edifying means building up. Therefore, students, we can say the purpose of the word of wisdom is to build up the body of Christ. And this can be done if the word of wisdom is spoken to one member or a small group or to a crowd. This gift is never given by the Holy Spirit so that someone can feel better or more spiritual than other believers. It is a special privilege to be used by the Holy Spirit. So there we see, as we look at session number 9 this week, spiritual gifts, we see the first major heading of our lesson, which is the word of wisdom. Now let's take a look at our second major heading for this lesson, which is the word of knowledge. The second objective asks us to do two things. It wants us first to describe the function and the purpose of the word of knowledge, and we also want to tell how you can know if you have received a word of knowledge. So again, let's do what we did with this section as we did with our previous session. So let's see how the word of knowledge is defined in our lesson. The reference that we can see is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, where the Apostle Paul says to the church in Corinth, the same Spirit gives a message full of knowledge. And again, the King James Version says, to another, the word of knowledge is given by the same Spirit. So knowledge means knowing. As we saw in studying the word of wisdom, the term word comes from the Greek word logos. And again, logos means the matter of, the subject of, or the essence of. So the word of knowledge then is an expression of knowledge, but an expression of whose knowledge. So again, students, let's remind ourselves that all of the gifts of the Spirit are either said to be of the Spirit or by the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit. So the word of knowledge is given by the same Spirit who gave the word of wisdom. So if we understand that, we know that the Holy Spirit, since he is the third person of what we call the Godhead, he has all access to God's vast treasure of knowledge. Now, there is a Latin word which describes how much knowledge God has. It is the word omniscient. Omniscient comes from two words, omni, meaning all, and scient, meaning knowing. Putting the two words together, we have all knowing. Therefore, we can say that God is all knowing, or God knows everything. So as we examine the gifts of the word of knowledge, it is through the word of knowledge that the Holy Spirit makes the believer able to speak forth a bit of God's unlimited knowledge. In other words, God causes the believer to say things he or she in no way knows by using their own abilities or their own knowledge bank of information. The Holy Spirit gives the word for them to speak. And that word of knowledge, becomes known as the gift of knowledge to a believer or to the body of believers or the person that you speak it to. It is a gift because it is in the interest of the person that is being spoken, even if it is spoken to an unbeliever. So that's how we understand the word of knowledge being defined. Let's see how the word of knowledge is explained and illustrated. Now we know again that these are all gifts from the Holy Spirit. And so in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you'll see where Jesus' words, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be filled with power, and that you will be my witnesses. And that power is manifested through the gift of the Spirit. Every gift of the Spirit shows forth God's power. So on the day of Pentecost, the early church received God's power. From then on, through the book of Acts, that power was shown forth. Now we want you to see, as our lesson pointed out, how God's power was manifested in the word of knowledge. You can see throughout the book of Acts, we see manifestations of the word of knowledge. Here's some of the scriptures where you can see how the word of knowledge was illustrated and explained. Make note of Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 10, where you'll see that Peter knew Ananias and Sapphira had lied to the Holy Spirit. He also knew they had secretly agreed to lie. Second example is found in Acts chapter 8, verse 23, where Peter knew Simon had bitter envy and sin in his heart. A third example is found in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 18, where a man named Ananias knew several things about Saul by the Spirit. In verse 11, you see he knew where Saul was. He knew that Saul was praying. He knew Saul had seen a vision. He knew Saul was a chosen vessel. And he knew Saul would suffer for the Lord. A fourth example of the word of knowledge explained and illustrated is found in Acts chapter 10, verse 19, where it says, Peter knew that three men had come to see him in behalf of Cornelius. And a fifth and final example that we can see of the word of knowledge explained and illustrated can be found in Acts chapter 27, verses 13 through 44, where it says, Paul knew that the sailors in the storm-tossed ship could not be saved unless they stayed with the ship. So therefore, now we see how the word of knowledge was explained and illustrated throughout Scripture, that the knowledge came from a source outside of themselves, a source other than a natural source. It came from a supernatural source, which is the gift of the word of knowledge. It comes from the Holy Spirit. We can also see that some evil men sometimes receive words of knowledge from God, just to show that not only just believers receive a word, an unbeliever can receive a word of knowledge without even knowing it. So we saw when the woman explained that Paul was an apostle of God, he was come to speak salvation. But she was filled with a diviner spirit, but she received that word of knowledge of who Paul was. Here's another example. There was a man in Gerasa who had many demons or evil spirits in him. And when Jesus came near, he cried out, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God, what do you want with me? I beg you, do not punish me." You see that in Luke chapter 8, verse 28. So how did the man know who Jesus was? How did he know about Jesus' power to punish him? He knew these things from the demons, which were the unholy spirits within him, and this knowledge did not come from God. But how can we be sure then, saints, if evil spirits can speak forth things that are true about God, how can we be sure the word of knowledge which we may speak comes from the Holy Spirit and not from unholy spirits? And another question we need to ask is, do we need to fear that we might speak by an evil spirit, or how we can discern? Now, this is another gift of the Spirit that we have studied, or we will study, is discernment of spirits, which is how to discern whether a spirit is from God or a spirit is evil. So as a believer, we need not fear this at all. When we are filled with God's Spirit, there is no room for evil spirits. To be filled means that there is no room for anything else. And this is why the Scripture often speaks to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be not only baptized, but that you be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is what Jesus breathed upon his disciples before he sent them out in order to cast out demons. So in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, you can read, "The Spirit who is in you is more powerful than the spirit in those who belong to the world." That is the world of the ungodly. So I pray that as you are reviewing this week's lesson, session number 9 of Spiritual Gifts, entitled Word of Wisdom, Word of Knowledge, and Faith, that we can see the practical application of these things. Now, let's talk about the purpose of the word of knowledge before we go to our third and final major heading. We saw the definition. We see how it was illustrated and explained in scriptures. Now, the purpose for the word of knowledge, as well as it was for the word of wisdom, is the same. It is to build up Christ's body, to edify one another. So these two gifts, the gifts of wisdom and the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, often work together. But the word of knowledge may come before the word of wisdom. Let's understand. By the word of knowledge, Jesus told the Samaritan woman about her past life. Then, by the word of wisdom, he gave her the solution to her problem. That's one great example that we can understand with the woman at the well. So we see again the purpose of the word of knowledge, just as the purpose of the word of wisdom, is to edify the body of Christ, to edify unbelievers, to bring them to a more complete knowledge of who they are and who Christ is and the relationship between the two. Let's look at our third and final outline, is faith. We studied word of wisdom. We studied word of knowledge. Our third gift we're studying in this lesson is faith. So this objective asks us to explain the function and purpose of the gift of faith and tell how you might know if you have a gift of faith. Now note that the gift of faith is different from faith itself. Let's see the example in Scripture again. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, where Paul says, "One and the same Spirit gives faith to one person." And the King James says, "to another faith by the same Spirit." Now, generally speaking, faith is the ability to believe. If a person has faith, we say he believes. But the gift of faith is something beyond ordinary faith, which all believers have. Scripture says that every man has been given a measure of faith, that is the ability to believe in God. But the gift of faith is special faith. It is faith given by the Holy Spirit to meet a special need. We can say, students, that it is a small part of God's perfect faith given by the Holy Spirit to a person. So the gift of faith is not the property of the believer. It's not our faith. It is God's faith. It's God imparting a supernatural ability to believe for something. So the gift is dropped into a person's heart at a special time and for a special need. This gift is given, and then the need is met. The gift has accomplished its purpose at that point. So let's look at how it is explained and illustrated in Scripture. Now, let's understand, students, that faith is always based on knowledge. And this explains why our faith may be small. We have little knowledge, so we have little faith. So God can give the gift of faith as he has perfect faith himself. The reason why this is true is that because God knows all things, he has perfect knowledge. And through the gift of faith, that is, a bit of God's perfect faith can be given to meet a special need. And usually there are three things that are present when the gift of faith is manifested. Number one, an impossible condition or situation exists. Number two, a gift of faith is given. And three, a solution is seen. So let's look at the story of Peter and John going to the temple to pray. This will help us see how the gift of faith works. If you make note of Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, and you'll see that a hopelessly crippled man sat at the gate of the temple. He had been crippled all his life, about 45 years, and all he could do was beg for a living. It was impossible for men to cure him. But Peter spoke healing through a special gift of faith that he could be healed. And we see that Peter discovered special faith in his heart. And because of that faith, which was really God's faith, he spoke to the man in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I order you to get up and walk. You can see this example in Acts chapter 3, verse 6. So we know Peter really had the gift of faith by what happened to the crippled. Not by what he said, but what happened to the crippled. It says, at once the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped up, stood on his feet, and started walking around, leaping and jumping. His problem was solved. That is how the gift of faith is illustrated and explained in Scripture. So, again, let's take a look at the purpose of faith, just as it was with the gift of the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. Faith has a similar purpose. Both are used to build up the body of Christ. And we saw how the two gifts work together to build up the body. And that is the same with the gift of faith. So, students, as we have reviewed this week's lesson, session 9 of our course, Spiritual Gifts, we've looked at the spiritual gifts of the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge and faith. I pray that you will be enriched by this information, that you will understand and review it and know how to apply it and know how to recognize these gifts at operation in your life as well as in the life of those around you, that we understand the purpose for each of these gifts is to edify, to build up one another, and to explain to people themselves and their relationship to God. So I thank you, students, for giving me this time to come into your home. We have an exercise sheet that I will post on our Facebook page that will help you a little more. But again, thank you so much again for being a part of the GBCS family, and we look forward to continuing these exciting lessons as we continue with the course, Spiritual Gifts. God bless each and every one of you. In the meantime, you have a good day.